With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
It is the Chickies and Pete's Players Lounge. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. And don't worry, we're not on air. So anything Elliot and myself say tonight won't necessarily be heard over the airwaves because the Phillies are playing, which means you can almost get like a podcast right now.
I was going to say, we can let the real takes fly tonight. You know, like no one's recording. So we can really let it fly.
Exactly. Well, it's custom to start off with the beginning of the show after a W.
Let's hear it.
Victory! Yep, went down again. Yeah, the windpipes are not the same after sitting out in that cold weather yesterday. We do have Eagles rookie linebacker N'Kobe Dean in the house. He's in the house. He will be joining us in about 5 or 10 minutes here. But I wanted to make sure Elliot and myself, we got to get a chance to get our own takes out about yesterday's game. Elliot, 4-0. I mean, I've been on the air all day talking about this team.
Yeah.
And I'm at a loss for words as to describing how impressive this team has been over 4 weeks. I mean, that game yesterday, we wanted to see how this team would respond if they were faced with some adversity. They're down 14-0. You get a pick six early in the game. Now, I'm going to tell you how much Philadelphia I am. I just went on and chalked that up as a loss when we went down 14-0.
Immediately, yes, yeah. And then Mylotta gets hurt, Slay gets hurt, and you're like, this just is not their day.
Yeah, this is going to be that type of day today.
100%.
And we're going to get our first loss. But to all of our surprise, this team is showing us that they're resilient. They fought back in that game. I thought Jacksonville was terrible as far as handling the weather. They were trying to poke the ball out against the Eagles. They couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
The Eagles were able to get the ball on the ground against Jacksonville, I believe, 4 times. They got 5 turnovers against Trevor Lawrence yesterday. That was supposed to be the number 1 rated rushing defense in the league. The Eagles offense ran through them. Miles Sanders, outstanding day yesterday on the ground. Jalen Hurts, big play after big play. And I thought, Elliot, the touchdown on the 4th-and-3 play where he takes that big shot going into the end zone, I said this on the show earlier. As a teammate, as a defensive player, I'm looking up at that Jumbotron, and I see that replay. I'm snapping out of it.
Yep, 100%.
I just snapped out of it. My quarterback is out there laying it on the line for us. It's time to go get his back. And I felt like the team woke up after that and didn't look back.
If you look back to when Jalen started college at Alabama, he's 51-13 as a starting quarterback since then. He's a winning quarterback. And if you look at yesterday's game, but really on a larger scale of this Eagles season so far, we've seen opposing quarterbacks fall under the pressure. Week 2, Kirk Cousins, bad interceptions in the second half. We saw what Carson did in Week 3. Yesterday, Trevor Lawrence was basically spotted a 14-0 lead, and he fumbled it away. Jalen, on the other hand, I think has really done a good job with adversity this year. But to your point, especially yesterday, he throws that pick six to start the game, probably his worst throw of the season, into double coverage. The pass was thrown behind him, and he brings the team back. And that touchdown run, I think you're absolutely right. If he wins MVP this year, that'll be in the first 10 seconds of the highlight reel when he accepts the award. Because that's a moment where they're down, they need a touchdown, it's 4th down. And we've talked about this a lot. Jalen is smart at the end of runs. He does not take hits when he doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. So to me, that was a moment where he said, okay, I have to get this ball in the end zone, and it's worth risking my body to do it. And it reminded me a lot of, remember in 2017 when Carson against the Carolina Panthers lowered his shoulder. That was a moment. I remember being in the stadium that night at the end of that game saying, okay, this team has arrived, right? Like, that was that moment. Mm-hmm. And I think Jalen's moment against the Jaguars was very similar. It was a moment where I'm the quarterback. I'm not going to let us lose this game. And that's the mentality this team has. They've won four games, and they've won them four different ways. And are they a perfect team right now? No. There are things they can work on. I think there are some cracks that are starting to show a little bit.
Yeah.
But what we saw last year was it really doesn't matter how you're playing until the end of the year. That's it. That's all that matters. Right now, all that matters is collecting wins. And that's a game yesterday where, had they come out, to your point, right? I was in the press box with you. The interception, it's raining, they're injured. If they would have lost that game, I think it would have been understandable.
Oh, we all would have made. Yeah,
you never want to lose a game, but ultimately, I don't think anyone would feel worse about the team.
I agree.
And so that was a moment where they frankly could have quit, and they didn't. They rallied back. The players talked about how it was because of Jalen, Hassan Reddick on the defensive side of the ball. So
yeah.
Come December, if they're the number one seed and we're talking about a playoff game at the Link, it'll be because of wins like this. Games they were not supposed to win that they came back and won.
What do you think about Miles' his day yesterday, man? Listen, 27 touches.
Yeah.
I don't remember a ball hitting the ground from Miles Sanders.
Nope.
To handle the ball as much as he did yesterday, running between the tackles, running out in space, getting around the edges, and to have the number one rushing defense, you know, trying to get the ball out of there, trying to knock it out of there. I thought it was his most impressive day as a Philadelphia Eagle. It was his best game of his career.
Miles Sanders made a lot of money yesterday, right? Let's not ignore that. Contract year, he showed that.
I didn't want to speak on that, but yeah.
Look, Miles made himself some money, right? Yeah. I mean, Miles is a guy that really has not been given the opportunity, but is also not really shown yet that if you give
that
him the ball.
He deserves that,
that if you give him the ball 25-plus times that he can carry the offense, because they don't give him the ball 25-plus times. But yesterday they did, and they did it because they had to. It was hard to throw the ball, you know, and that's where the offense was moving. And Miles did an excellent job. I really thought what showed from Miles yesterday that should be encouraging for the Eagles is I thought he looked more explosive than he has in past years, and I also thought he looked stronger. I rewatched the game today.
He did run. He ran hard yesterday, man. He did.
There was one play where it took seven Jaguars to get him down, and another one where nine Jaguars got a hand on him before he went down, right?
And I saw
that's tough running.
I saw a couple runs where he fell forward.
100%.
Like he could have easily been stopped for a two-yard gain or a three-yard gain. Next thing you know, it's a five-yard gain.
Yeah.
Because he's falling forward as opposed to being pushed back. So when you talk about him running stronger and harder, I completely agree with you. I thought he was out to prove yesterday that he could shoulder the load. He thought it would be a day that he would have to carry the ball in that weather. And he came through. Got to give him his credit. Two touchdown runs.
Yeah.
Two nice touchdown runs.
After none last year, right? Yeah. So he's already got three on the board. But I think, too, what really stands out to me about this team is you look at the main players. Jalen has so much to prove and so much to play for this year. Same with Miles Sanders, right? Same with Devontae Smith. Same with Hassan Reddick, really, even though he just got paid. There's so James Bradbury, Kaiser White, T.J. Edwards. So many players on this team. They have no reason to quit.
Right.
And I think that in 2018, 2019, and kind of 2020,
They'd already won.
Yep. The team was compromised of players who had been paid and they'd won.
Yep.
And really were at the end of their career for a lot of key spots, especially at receiver. So I think what you see from this Eagles team is when they make big plays, the whole kind of attitude is, yeah, I did that. It's like, yes, like this is who I am. I'm making a name for myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important on games like yesterday when it would have been easy to give up. When in the rain, they could have just said, you know what, this isn't our day. And Miles yesterday was a great example of that.
What did you think about Nick Sirianni yesterday?
So, I think Nick deserves credit for winning the game. I think the fact that they fought hard is good for Nick. The fourth down call late in the game, I think it's one of those things where we have to acknowledge he has more information than we do at that point about Jake Elliott.
Oh, the kicker was injured.
The kicker was injured. So I think you have to go for it. And look, A.J. Brown dropped that ball. Like, that should have been a completion on fourth and third. But I'm saying it.
I know what you're saying.
A.J. had it in his hands.
The throw was there, yes.
Yeah. And I think if you're going to go for it, you trust Hurts to A.J. But one thing I'm getting a little concerned about is there are moments where Nick's making decisions that are like 50-50 where I don't know if they're the right ones. Like a play call on fourth with Zach Pascal against Washington. I didn't like that play call. I didn't like giving it to Boston Scott in the reds in the end zone when they were up back at the 1 yard line in Washington too with the safety, right? I frankly didn't like the decision to go for it on the Hurts touchdown run. It worked out.
Oh yeah, me too. I was with you.
But I would have kicked it, right? Maybe that's not why I'm an NFL head coach.
Neither one of us are head coaches.
Yeah, exactly, right. And then to kick it late, I mean, I think if they're in a dome and Jake Elliott is healthy, he does kick it. But that was really risky. Like, Hassan Reddick bailed them out.
I'm going to give him a pass on that one because I think it was because of Jake
Elliott. I do, too.
I think that's what it was. I said that earlier on the show. I said, what I really said was I hope it was because of Jake Elliott.
He kind of insinuated that. I asked him after the game, and he said, all I'm going to kind of say is I did what I thought was best for the team.
Yeah. So. I'm going to hope that was the case. Well, listen, I gave as much love as I could to the offensive side of the ball. Great job by Miles Sanders running the football, Jalen Hurts making big plays when he needed to make the big plays.
A.J. Brown.
Made some key throws to A.J. Brown. That's the quietest 95 yards I've ever seen anybody have in a game. And Dallas Goedert had a nice game as well.
Yeah.
But the defense has been what's been carrying this team the last 2 weeks anyway. I can't wait to talk to Eagles rookie linebacker Nakobe Dean about the defense performance. He knows a thing or two about playing on a great defense.
Yes.
The great defense he played on last year in Georgia, they won a national championship and have a right to stake the claim to the best defense of college football ever. We'll get his thoughts on that, how his rookie year has been going and what he's hoping to improve upon with his game as the season continues to unfold. Elliot Shore Parks, Ike Reese, we're here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It's the Players Lounge. We're back with Eagles rookie linebacker Nakobe Dean after the break. All right, welcome back to Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're not on the damn radio, so it really doesn't matter. I'm just used to saying it. Don't worry, relax. We're not going anywhere. You're here. You're not missing anything. It's okay. It's all right. We got Nakobe coming up. Eagles rookie linebacker, Nakobe Dean, ladies and gentlemen. My partner on the other side is Elliot Shore Parks.
What's up?
Nakobe, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here tonight.
Well, it's good to have a linebacker in the house. I mean, listen, we got two of us in here. One of the greatest college football linebackers to ever play the game in Nakobe Dean here. Just now starting his career at the NFL level, man. Wanted to get your thoughts, right? So much to talk to you about. Just being a rookie, right? Coming in your first year. What's it been like for you so far?
Big learning experience. You know, I'm not...
Whoa.
I wouldn't even say so much on the field. I say just in life, you know. It's the first time I'm away from home. Nobody around me for real. Got a mature. I'm living by myself in somewhere I don't know. Taxes, bills.
Not in the South no more.
Right, yeah.
It's just a lot of stuff I had, you know, just continue to learn and just being by myself and maturing as a man. I'm not so much even talking about on the field.
Mm-hmm. I've had a chance to meet you a couple times prior to the season in the summer, and I met your lovely mom. I'm assuming that's your sister back there.
No, maybe not.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't know.
Good thing we're not on the air. Yeah.
See, the funny thing is, I went with sister to be safe because I didn't want to assume that it was his little friend. So
good move.
I wanted to make sure I was being safe with that and let you tell me. But you seem to have your family here, and like you got a good support system. Mm-hmm. How big has your support system been for you getting adjusted to the NFL life?
It's been big. You know, I actually was out of town when I was able to move into my apartment, so they've been able to do things like that, help me move into my apartment, help me get my apartment ready as far as design. I kind of left that to them too.
Yeah, you ain't got to go pick out furniture and all that type of stuff.
I let them do it. They did a good job. They kind of got a little office in my little apartment. They got it all ready, so they kind of helped me out, making everything else off the field easier for me.
Yeah.
So. When's the last time you actually lost a football game? Like, you figure at Georgia, you won all the time. You come here, the Eagles aren't losing. Like, I mean, what's the transition been like? You talk about personally, but just in the NovaCare, like with your teammates, with your coaches, what's that adjustment been like for you?
I mean, it's been nice. I've loved every minute of it, every second of just learning new philosophies, how different people think about football, not just about defense or offense, but how different people think about football. Just, you know, I'm coming from the SEC. I'm thinking, you know, big, run the ball, heavy, you know, smash mouth football. And I'm kind of listening to guys who came from all over the country, and, you know, they got a little different philosophy about how football should be ran or how they would run it. So yeah, I've been loving it.
Maybe they should just listen to the Georgia way though. Would probably
probably be
my advice. But how do you think Georgia helped prepare you for the NFL? Because obviously it's basically an NFL program down there. But how much more better prepared were you?
I feel like I was highly prepared just for all the realness of it. You know, they didn't at Georgia. They didn't baby us at all. Yeah. They didn't baby us all. They ran it like an NFL team. Mm-hmm. As far as how business oriented they was, as far as how punctual they was, and how everything was meaningful. Everything we done with everything we did was with a purpose.
Right.
So I feel like they helped me every step of the way, and not from everything from how getting on us about classes, about being punctual to class and things like that, to help me when I got here.
I know it has to be a welcoming sight to know you're on the same team with one of your former college teammates.
Definitely.
Right? You
definitely.
Guys, you and Jordan Davis, mm-hmm. same side of the football in college, right? And so you was his quarterback in that huddle. What's that been like being on the same team with one of your former college teammates?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great just knowing somebody there who you kind of went through college with, you know, before we was even thought about being in the NFL, and now actually having the opportunity to go through all this together. It's been great just having him there every step of the way.
Have you guys been able to explore the city? I remember I saw you guys ring the bell at the Sixers game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you guys been able to get out, you know, enjoy, I guess, the new city together?
During the season, we haven't. We kind of just been, you know, working. But before training camp, he liked to drive around. Okay. So I just hopped in the car with him, and we just drive around and just kind of drove around. Jersey, Philly, we haven't been to New York or Washington or nothing like that, but
right.
You know, we've been in those areas just seeing how things are. I've seen the streets real small up here in the city.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially around here in South Philly. Yeah.
Streets are small.
And they park in the middle of the street.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Yeah, that's one of the first things I realized when I got drafted here. I won't say how long ago that was. It was a long time ago.
They did have cars, though. Yeah.
They did have cars, though. Yeah. But I do remember, like, going down Broad Street,
uh-huh.
and I'm like, why are they parked in the middle of the street?
Yeah.
They literally got cars parked in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
I don't think, everybody here is pretty much from this area, so they're used to this.
Yeah.
When you're from out of town and you come and you see this stuff, it's like, wow, what?
Yeah.
They don't do that in Georgia.
In most cities, anywhere but South Philly, they pretty much don't.
And I'm from Mississippi. So
right,
they
right.
definitely do it out here. It was a lot more space. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that.
So off the field, obviously you're close with Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
On the field, though, one thing I noticed in training camp, the snaps you guys did take together, mm-hmm. is you seem like you're still very much in sync with each other on reading things. What's that been like with learning a new defense, but also doing with somebody where you know his tendencies already so well?
Right. I mean, as far as, you know, learning a new way to fit runs, new way to from reading whatever you read to having to read something else. I mean, it's always good, but it's more like a feel thing now. I mean, being able to play off him up front, letting them big boys eat up front, and just have to just play off them, it's always easy when they clear the way.
Now, how's it been for you, right? We mm-hmm. we talked about your college career,
right.
and you was arguably the best linebacker in college football last mm-hmm. year. You guys won a national championship. I know you take a lot of pride in your abilities and the
Definitely.
Things that you're capable
Definitely.
Of doing and what you expect from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you've had to deal with, I don't want to necessarily say adversity, but maybe things not necessarily playing out the way you may have envisioned them from the time of coming out.
Uh-huh.
Expected to be a first-round pick.
Definitely.
Didn't go where you wanted to go as far as that, but landed here. And, mm-hmm. and now really having to take somewhat of a role-playing role
right.
as opposed to being the guy out there.
Yeah.
Two-part question here. A, what has helped you be able to handle that and not
uh-huh.
let it get you down,
right.
still stay motivated? And B, is that something that you, like, use not in a negative way but in a way to, like, sort of drive you and motivate you?
Yeah, so to answer your first question, I say all the things I kind of talked about from high school on the team that we used to have these little – character sessions on Wednesdays from how to handle adversity and things like that. So when I got to college, of course I had to handle some adversity, and we continue to drill it, how to handle adversity, how to handle adversity. It never matters, like, when everything going good, how it's going to be when you're going, when everything not going your way or not going the way you wanted to go. So me having to face that in you know, this past spring and everything, it was just kind of like, okay, it didn't make me proud about it.
Right.
I mean, I didn't want nobody to feel sorry for me about it. I wasn't fit to feel sorry for myself about it. It was like, all right, what's next? What I got to do? What's the only thing I got to do is continue to work and get better. And, of course, to answer your second question, of course, is a motivating factor. Why not? I mean, it's not my primary or my secondary or my tertiary motivation.
Right.
But, of course, it's there. You know, like I said, I feel like I always, from coming out of high school, had a chip on my shoulder, how I play the game and how I go through life. And, you know, the chip going to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. So I've been covering this team for almost 10 years now.
Right.
And I don't think I've ever seen the fan base want a player more than they wanted the Eagles to draft you, right? Like, when they took you in the third round, I mean, you can even see here tonight, like,
yeah,
people are very excited about the fact you ended up in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So what I was curious, just to piggyback off of Ike,
right,
like, what was your pre-draft process like with the Eagles? Did you think that you were, that they were a possibility? Do you remember that day? Did you hear from them? Just what was your level of surprise when they drafted you, in addition to how much did you talk to them beforehand?
Well, first of all, on draft day, when it got to that point where I got drafted by the Eagles, I was just ready to be up.
Right,
board.
Yeah,
I was just ready to be drafted. You know, when all the craziness dropped, I'm not going to talk about all that, but when all the crazy and the lies came through, so I was just ready to be drafted out the board. So I knew I was great. I was happy.
Yeah.
I was excited, ecstatic to be coming to Philly and be an Eagle. But
the pre-draft process, did you talk to him a lot? Did you work out for him? Just what was that like?
No, so, I mean, we had the pro day. I was banged up, couldn't do nothing at the combine. I did have meetings with him at the combine and everything like that. But I'm going to be honest, I didn't – it was a couple teams I had
– You thought, right.
That I could go to. And, of course, Philly was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew in the early stages of the draft, they like to pick the guys up front. You know, that was kind of their bread and butter.
Right.
Uh-huh, but –
worked out.
I know what you're saying. You're basically saying the Eagles don't take linebackers in the first round, and you your mindset was on the first round. So I know exactly what you're saying. A quick story, right? I don't know if you heard of Jeremiah Trotter.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah Trotter,
yep, X-Man.
Pretty good linebacker. Yes, the X-Man. So he and I got drafted together in 1998.
Right.
Oh, I said I wasn't gonna say my draft year, but yeah, it was 1998. He was a third round pick like yourself.
Right.
Had dealt. I think he had a knee injury in college. He, you know, at a small college, Stephen F. Austin. So I bring him up to say, I don't think Jeremiah was active the first 10 games of our rookie year. Like, like he didn't even dress. I remember on game days, he would come in, and if you didn't dress, you had to get a workout in.
Workout in.
You had to get a workout in.
Uh-huh.
So he would have to get his workout in that morning on game day, get dressed, and then be in sweats while everybody else is getting dressed.
Right.
And I would just remember how, now, he had his father passed away that summer, so, you know, he was dealing with some stuff.
Exactly.
But he was frustrated when he was finally ready to go.
Right.
And he and I used to talk all the time, and I just remember how motivated he was behind the scenes. He finally did get his chance late in the year. Coach wound up getting fired. We get a new regime in. They draft the linebacker in the second round to be the starting middle linebacker because Trotter just hadn't shown much. Long story short, he had 200 tackles that year, became All-Pro, became a five-time Pro Bowler, and then the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And his rookie year, he didn't play the first 10 games of his rookie year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I say that to say, it ain't how you start, it's how you finish, brother.
Course,
you know what I mean?
Definitely.
And so I know I was excited on draft night when the Eagles drafted you, and I know I tweeted out, oh, we just drafted the next Jeremiah Trotter here. You know what I mean? And that's my brother. Now, obviously, he's about 100 pounds heavier than you because he's a big boy.
Yeah.
Big boy.
Uh-huh.
But having that type of personality and mentality in the linebacker room,
right,
that's what I felt like you brought to the table, man.
Definitely. Appreciate that.
Because watching you play last year, it was, I mean, we were all – like, yeah, that's the linebacker we need right there. Yeah.
Like watching I said, Eagles fans were very excited, for sure, when they drafted you. So far we've talked about, you know, the process and adjusting to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
in season, right? Like, I remember being down in Miami for those joint practices and talking with you then about how the adjustment from high school to college as opposed to college to NFL has been a little easier because you feel like you're way more football smart at this point than you were coming out of high school.
Right.
So how are you now in terms of, are they giving you the full playbook? Or, like, where are you at in terms of learning the defense? Like, I'm saying, like...
When you talked to me then, I had learned the defense.
Okay, well, there you go. I was trying to let the people know.
Yeah, knowing the defense was never the problem.
So you feel like you're there with it in terms of being able to run all the practices and all that.
Definitely.
There you go. What's your interaction with Gannon been like? I mean, what's your relationship with him like? What are your initial impressions of him as a coordinator?
Oh, I mean, you can't complain about 4-0.
There you go.
We did have, of course, you know, the run that our team has been had at the beginning of the season. We got to keep it up, of course. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and pat us on the back. Of course, we got to keep it up because, like he said, not how we start, it's how we finish, of course. But the way we just come to work and the way he just pushes us to work and continue to focus on. Continue to get better.
Yeah,
is a thing that I I like, because I know somebody in college along the way told me that a lot of people when you get to lead they don't focus on you getting better as far as just being able to play.
Yeah,
right.
I feel like so I'm happy that JD, what we call him, Gannon, continue to push us to not only practice to know what we're doing on the field, but to get better throughout the week and throughout the season.
I joked at the beginning how there's not a lot of games when you're on the team that your team loses, right? Like Georgia to here.
Yeah.
Do you notice any similarities just in kind of the atmosphere of Georgia compared to Philadelphia? Because obviously Georgia's an extremely winning program. You are a winning player there. 4-0 now. Do you notice any similarities at all? Or?
Yeah. I'll say how together our team is. You know, okay. I don't know how other teams are in the league because it's been my first NFL team, hopefully my last. But I don't know how together we are and how much like of a brotherhood it is and how much we are to like we actually like each other, how like we like being in the locker room and talking to each other. I feel like that kind of correlates with how we were at Georgia, you know, how us going up and actually working through stuff and working out and everything. We always compete no matter what it is as far as ping pong, shooting pool. We always competing, and just all things like that. I feel like that's similar.
And this is, man, there's something to having good chemistry on a team.
Yeah.
And it's one of the more surprising things about this team.
Right.
I know you're a rookie this year, so obviously you're a new personality to the locker room. They added a lot of other players on defense, new personalities to the locker room. And sometimes when you do that, you can get a bad mixture of players, and the chemistry just isn't right. So when I hear you talk about, you know, guys getting along, guys like one another, you know, you can have conversations about other things that aren't football related. Hassan Reddick was here last week. He said the same thing.
Yeah.
It's his first year on this team. And Slay has been here for 3 years now. And Slay saw the last year of Doug Peterson when chemistry wasn't great on the team.
Right.
So he's got a chance to see where it was to where it is now.
Right.
I guess I got to give Howie a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Because you got to do background checks on some of the players, and you have to make sure the personalities fit. And a lot of you guys seem like you're just good guys on this team. Like nobody with egos on the team.
It's definitely a we team, not a me team.
Yeah. You know that, Ellie, you're more of a me guy. You're not really a we guy.
You know,
he's a me guy, man.
Well, I'm not as big as you guys. I got to make sure I, stand up. But, really quick to speak off of that, talk about the players, and he brought up Howie, and he certainly deserves credit. One thing that stands out to me this year is how much you guys seem to really believe what Nick Sirianni is preaching, right, in terms of his messaging, what he's trying to tell you guys to do. And he really talks a lot about a family atmosphere down at the NovaCare. I mean, even on Sunday, he brings his son to the podium, his brother's in the hallway. Like, in terms of Nick, like, what were your initial impressions of him, and just what do you think of him as a head coach in terms of how he builds a atmosphere down there at the NovaCare?
He was kind of the one who always pushed for us being connected. You know, one of the first things he said that I remember in a team meeting was when we eating in the at lunch or at dinner, we all sitting down. If he walk in and you're on your phone, he might try to like just try to talk to you, try to get you off your phone. He wanted to see us in there actually eating as a team and being able to talk and communicate with each other. So he always pushed that togetherness, and I feel like a lot of people on the team, including myself, know how important it is for a team to actually know each other and like each other and have that good chemistry.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get N'Kobe's thoughts on moving forward in his rookie year, man. I want to talk to him about what was training camp like this year. And quite frankly, my boy was the smoothest at the draft, man. I saw him on draft night. He was the smoothest at draft night. The mom, you helped him pick out the outfit for draft night?
She did.
Man, you had my man looking like Anthony Hamilton on draft night. Looking good. He was looking good. I loved it. We'll be back with Eagles rookie linebacker N'Kobe Dean in just a moment. Welcome back as the club is closing. They're ready to get us up out of here tonight. My crew over here, man. They act like they really been doing something all day, honestly. It's been sitting to my left side all day today. My bad.
Like carrying the station as always, yeah.
Eagles rookie linebacker N'Kobe Dean joining us here in the Players Lounge. Elliott Shore Parks, ESP. We didn't get a chance to talk to N'Kobe about the game a whole lot yesterday. Yeah. The defense was outstanding, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about the offense. It's an offensive league. We talk about the quarterback. But this town loves defense. They love their defensive players. And it's probably the first time we've had a defense that we felt this good about around here. And how long would you say, Elliott? About
a decade? Yeah. 5-6 years.
I was going to say, almost a decade. Yeah. So they're feeling real good about this defense, man. Just talk about, man, you can go to any level, honestly, whether it's the D-line, they get after it. You guys have a deep group at linebacker.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're using a lot more two linebacker sets, it seems like. Yeah. Am I seeing that wrong? Is it a lot more two or one linebacker sets?
As far as middle, yeah.
Okay. And then you mean you got the outside guys.
Gotcha.
That's the thing with JG this year. It's hard for me to get a beat on what his scheme is in his defense.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the way he wants it. Yeah,
like to switch
for
it
offenses
up.
Too. It seems like
he likes to switch it up.
So playing behind vets like Kazir White, mm-hmm. T.J. Edwards, mm-hmm. how have they sort of helped you in I guess being sort of a making that transition from college to pro ball?
But they bring different aspects to the game. You know, mm-hmm. from the grittiness of it. You know, they two different guys.
Right.
They two different guys. They had two different journeys. So just hearing their stories just kind of. I feel like it helped me along the way, you know, and I feel like in our room specifically, we got a lot of like guys who just like gritty guys. Mm-hmm. Cause they're going he started in community college.
Right.
Went to West V safety.
Yeah, he's played like five positions already.
Got to the league, linebacker, you know. Then TJ, undrafted free agent. Mm-hmm. Now he started.
Going in Wisconsin too,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Coming into himself, so you know. I feel like I love this room, guys. Just the grittiness in the story and how they just work and just work and just don't complain. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the impressive things about this team, and there, let's be honest, there's a long list. You guys are 4-0. But what's been impressive is from week one to week four, you can see how much the defense has improved, right? Week one in Detroit, a lot of defensive players said that wasn't, you know, your guys' best performance. Nope. And now you look at these last 3 weeks. I think you've given up maybe a total of, I don't know, like 15 points, 13 points, something like that. What do you think has been the reason for the improved play as the season has gone on?
I mean, we preach getting better. We preach getting better during the season, and it's a lot of guys, like I said, it's a competitive room. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys want to play their best game. They want to be the player of the game, but at the same time, with that being said, it's we, not me. So a lot of guys are out there on the field making sacrifices for other guys to make the play and things like that. So everybody just out there doing their 1-11, and you know we just try to work to be 1-0 each week.
Yeah, nobody seems to be out there trying to do their own thing, freelancing. Mm-hmm. You can't have a good defense like that, and I don't need to tell you that you played on one of the best defenses ever in college football.
Yeah.
But having guys that are unselfish,
right,
that are willing to do the dirty work to allow others to shine, I think that's also a quality that makes a unit close.
You know,
because everybody feels like they're a part of this thing.
Right. Yeah, everybody understands that when we win, everybody eats off a win. You know, everybody eats off a win, you know. So I feel like everybody just kind of get that.
Do you have any I guess personal goals or things that you like you want to see yourself get accomplished in your rookie year?
I mean, I just want to keep learning.
Yeah.
As far as that, I want to keep learning. You know, when it's time to play, I'm going to play. Mm-hmm. As far as that, I always set high goals for myself. And I'm going to continue to set high goals for myself. But like I said, I just want to keep learning. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know I'm confident in my skills now. And I'm confident that I'm ready to play now.
Yeah.
They told me we had a game right now at the link at
8 o'clock at night.
At 9 o'clock, I'll be ready by 8:30. I'm ready to play. I'm hungry.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but you're sitting next to one of the best special teams players in franchise history. Not me, obviously. Yeah. Him. Yeah. Special teams is something that you've been playing this year, right? Just what's that been like? I mean, did you play them?
It's a great question.
Not too much in Georgia, but I would imagine like you did.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you didn't watch the film.
No, I didn't watch special teams.
No, at UGA. At UJ, the starters play special teams. That's
okay.
I know. I played less the more I went on, but I started on point all 4 years. I mean, all 3 years. I'm
okay,
tripping, my bad. But yeah, our starters play special teams. I mean, if you look at our national championship year punt team, all 3 of our linebackers got traded. Was on that starting punt team. Yeah, our starters played special teams. So special teams wasn't foreign to me when I got here.
Right.
And have to play it, you know. So.
So Georgia really did get you ready for the
exactly.
NFL. They had
exactly.
you playing all three sides of the
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let me ask you this then. So if we put your Georgia team up against LSU, Joe Burrow and those boys?
I actually played them my first year.
Okay. But you guys were better last year, right? Would you agree that?
Of course.
That team last year was your best Georgia team?
I
look at that team from your standpoint, that LSU team.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw in the 01 Miami Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys. I don't know which Bama team I would put in there as. See, I would like to see those four like have like an elimination tournament there to see which is the best of the SEC teams.
Definitely,
you're taking Georgia.
Yeah, of course, I'm taking us all the way, all the way.
You got a few of your guys, man. A few of your guys balling around the league, right? Pickens out mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh is playing well.
I knew that.
That dude just be out there pushing everybody around.
Yeah, he's do what he wanted to do.
I thought he was the best receiver in the draft, to be honest.
Yeah, I knew he was. I don't know what I was talking about. I didn't think it was.
It wasn't even a question.
I don't know what was so hard for
him. He still got that tight end down there.
Yeah.
That dude is ridiculous. He's only a sophomore.
Oh, he's crazy. Our tight end room at Georgia is just crazy right now. Them guys. I mean, they squeaked one by last game.
It's all right.
Dawg still won.
You get a chance to watch the game still?
Yeah, I definitely watched the UJ versus Missouri game last one. But even though it was ugly, I knew that it was just kind of like a matter of time. They kind of
right.
Yeah,
what was the score at one point? I know Georgia fell down pretty big.
I think it was like 16-3
I didn't even see that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was close. It was like, man, what's going on? But not. 1 second, I didn't think they would pull it off.
Do you know they're going to wake up eventually?
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with people from Georgia still?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
You talk to them after the games and all that stuff?
No, see, I don't.
Well, I mean, like,
You don't want to talk to them about ball. It's like when you're not on the team, somebody tell you, hey, man, you should have fit.
Right, you don't want
to. It's just, I don't think I'm not going to badmouth me for almost having a bad game. I know how it is when you're there. It's like, man, we won, good win, continue to work. That's what it is.
Well, one thing I did want to make sure to ask you tonight was when the Eagles drafted you, they talked about this, and it's clear talking to you tonight and getting to know you since you got to Philly, like you have leadership. You're a leader.
Yes,
you have
sir.
Leadership qualities,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's it been like transitioning in terms of being such a leader at Georgia? Like, how have you found ways, I guess, to lead with the Eagles in your rookie year? What's that been like for you?
Of course, just finding my role. I mean, I ain't talking about on the field. I'm just talking about in the locker room, in the linebacker room, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like as far as asking questions and everything, that's what I'm going to do. I want to know. I'm very curious. I want to know. Like I said, it's different ways people think about defense. Yeah. I'm going to ask you why you think about it like that. So just being able to ask questions and, you know, rely on a bit. We got a big, vet-heavy team, if you ask me. Definitely on the defensive line of the ball.
Yeah, for sure.
On the defensive line. So just talking to the vets and just talking to them about life and how they was able to – come through. You know, BZ, one of my favorites. You know, he always talked to me every other day. How you doing? You know, but
that's BG. He's been that way, bro.
Always
smiling. Yes.
What's Slay been like? He's a captain this year.
I mean, Slay is Slay. You know, Slay is Slay. Slay gonna he gonna always bring that comedic relief to the team when needed for sure. But he gonna continue to push. He gonna help and do whatever he gotta do. To be that prime example.
Well, I would say this for you, man, before we get you out of here. It's your rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
It could seem like it's a long season.
Yeah.
Believe me, you've already won more games your rookie year than I did the entire year. Yeah, we were 3-13 my rookie year, and the head coach got fired.
That's a long
year to get through, yeah. So it seems like your rookie year is off to a great start, man, and – listen, we're excited that you're here, that you're an Eagle. Can't wait until you're out there doing what you did back in Georgia. But until then, we're loving watching you playing and getting better, man. So I want to thank you for coming on. And like I said, we look forward to talking to you throughout the rest of the year. We're excited about having you here.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Eagles rookie linebacker, Nakobe Dean, ladies and gentlemen. All right. This show is over with. I'm getting the hell out of here. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.